Attila was a Labrador, right? And everybody knows that labs are nothing but big cream puffs, right? What we had here was a yard mutt who was scared of his own shadow and played with tennis balls. So I felt pretty confident that the yard gate burst open and out stepped the former owner of the weenies. He was dragging Attila by the collar and pointing at, well, he sure seemed to be pointing at me.
Get him, Attila. Do your stuff, boy.
And here he came, bounding across the yard. And you know what? He didn't look like a cream puff anymore. I saw a huge black body, blinking red eyes, and gleaming fangs, all coming straight at me. My first reaction was to run. I mean, mostly I ran from the shock of it all, but also because, let's face it, most people and dogs would run from a big black dog with blinking red eyes, right? They wouldn't just sit there and try to figure things out. Yes, sir, I ran, and I wasn't ashamed to be running. But I also tried to conduct some over-the-shoulder diplomacy. Hey, Attila, what's the deal here? I thought, listen, bud, those hives are looking worse. No kidding. How about a few sets of tennis, huh? You go back to the house and find a ball and we'll... He was not only big, he was also quite a bit faster than you might have supposed. He closed the distance between us with those long, loping strides and caught me just as I reached the middle of the street. He hit me with a full head of steam and sent me rolling. When I quit rolling, he was right there in my face, all teeth and eyes and nastiness. I was lying on my back, which meant that my throat and belly were exposed to his fangs if he chose to use them. In a serious fighting situation, a guy never wants to end up on his back. Have we mentioned that? It's true. Nothing could be worse. That's where I was, in the worst possible position to defend myself from this monster. I looked into his blinking red neon eyes. They were heartless, showed no hint of mercy. But then, they sort of shorted out, you might say, and he spoke.
Hey, fella, are you scared?
What?
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm a little scared. How about you?
Out of my mind. I hate this stuff.
Yeah? Well, for a guy who hates violence, you're putting on a great show.
That's all it is, nothing but a show. The boss wants it, know what I mean? I've got to do this to keep my job.
Yeah? Well, maybe we can work out a deal. He shot a glance back at the yard. His boss was standing there waiting for some action.
Let's. You don't hurt me and I won't hurt you. We'll make it look good. Growl and bite, snarl, roll around, lots of noise, big scene.
Okay, that'll work.
You lose the fight, see, and make me look good. You keep the weenies, I keep my job. You got it?
Got it. You'll have to let me up.
Right, sure.
He stepped back and I leaped to my feet. He gave me a wink.
You ready?
Sure, let's go for it. I threw a wild punch and raised my voice. There, take that, you ruffian rascal.
Good, good. Now here's mine. Watch this.
He roared a bark and threw a wild punch.
There, take that, you shameless weenie thief.
Don't call me a shameless weenie thief.
I'll call you a shameless weenie thief anytime I want, because that's what you are.
Oh yeah? Well, you're nothing but a tennis-loving ruffian rascal with red eyes. He grinned and whispered,
good shot, good shot.
Then he roared,
don't you call me a tennis-loving ruffian rascal, you weenie thieving shameless cad.
This went on for several rounds, and in between insults, we threw a lot of punches that missed the mark. It was kind of fun, to tell you the truth. Two dogs dancing around in the street, doing the things we had to do to keep our jobs and weenies. And Attila's boss, the dumbbell, ate it up. He was jumping up and down, yelling and cheering us on to more and bloodier things. He must have thought this was a dogfight to the death. Heh heh. Little did he know. After several rounds, I said, "What do you think, enough?"
"Just a little more. I haven't seen the boss this happy in months."
"Okie doke, try this." I puffed myself up and yelled, "And furthermore, you big oaf, your mother's a fat cow." Attila stopped in his tracks and stared at me.
"Why'd you say that?"
"Well, it's part of the show. You know, insults and stuff like that."
"Yeah, but you insulted my mama."
"It was a joke. Hey, relax. I say that to the cattle at the ranch all the time."
"Yeah, but their mothers are cows. My mother's not a cow."
I rolled my eyes. "Don't I know that? Look, let's..." He shook his head. His red light eyes had come on again.
"Uh-uh. You shouldn't have said that, man. You shouldn't have insulted my mama. I can't take that. It hurts too much."
"I don't believe this." He advanced a step towards me.
It unleashes something terrible inside me."
I began backing up. "Attila, whoa, easy boy, settle down."
"I'm gonna wrap you around that light pole there, buddy, for telling lies about my mama."
"I take it back, okay? Your mama's a wonderful lady. She's not a fat cow. She's not fat. She's not even a cow."
"Too late, buddy. The damage is done."
Well, he was wrong about that. The damage wasn't already done, at least the damage to me. But he took care of that pretty quickly. We needn't dwell on the darker parts of the story. I'll say only that Attila lived up to his name, and he did try to wrap me around the light pole. The only reason he didn't get it done was that his aim was bad. Instead of hurling me into the light pole, he shanked his throw and put me into a rose bush instead. After that, he didn't get another chance. I seized the opportunity to make a graceful exit. Okay, I ran. Might as well come out and admit it. And he chased me for a whole block. No kidding, a whole block. When he finally gave up the chase, he called out,
"Hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I lost my head, know what I mean? Nothing personal, okay?"
Hunkered down in a flower patch, I yelled back, in the privacy of my own mind, that is. I yelled back, "Yeah, right, nothing personal. Well, your mother's still a fat cow and you're a lunatic. And see if I ever steal weenies from you again." There, that got him told. Peering out of the flowers and shrubberies, I saw him turn and leave, the coward, and go back to collect pats and congratulations from his boss. When he was a full block away, I raised up and yelled, "I guess you know this means war." He stopped and turned around. I ran. Well, one of us had to show some maturity. I mean, skip it. Having given the big lug the thrashing he so richly deserved, I went in search of my partner, Ralph. Remember Ralph? We'd pulled the job together, you might recall, and somewhere in this huge city, he was holding my share of the loot. I had to find him. I walked down the street calling his name. "Ralph! Oh, Ralph! Come out, wherever you are! I'm ready to split the loot!" Weenies, oh boy, I could hardly wait. I called and called, but Ralph was nowhere in sight. I walked down one side of the street, then crossed over and walked down the other. I saw some children playing. Several cars whizzed past, but no Ralph. At that point, I began to get suspicious. Surely my old pal didn't take off with all our loot. He wouldn't do that, would he? The more I thought about it, the more convinced I became that yes, that's exactly what the scrounge had done. I mean, he was a jailhouse mutt, right? Had a prison record as long as your leg? And what would a jailhouse mutt do if he ever found himself alone with a string of weenies? Stick around and wait for his partner to show up? Ha! Oh, what a fool I'd been, trusting Ralph with my share of the business. Bitter and angry thoughts marched across the parade ground of my mind. I'd been swindled out of my fortune, and now I had nothing to show for my trip to town. We'd had our fling, all right, and Ralph had flung me right into the garbage heap of life. He would pay for this. If I ever saw the mutt again, he would pay a terrible price for his greedy ways. But of course, I would never get a chance to even the score. This was his town. No doubt he knew exactly how and where to disappear. I had worked myself up into a towering fit of righteous anger and was walking past an alley when I heard someone say, "Psst." I stopped and turned my head slowly to the right, half expecting to see Attila, in which case I was primed and ready to take appropriate measures. Or could it be the dog catcher? Yes, of course. Attila's master had told his wife to call the dog catcher, remember? I had forgotten about that, but now I was just about to set a speed course back to the ranch when I saw a sad, droopy Basset face peering out from behind a garbage barrel. It was the face of a dog, and he seemed to be calling me. I squinted my eyes and studied the face. It looked a lot like Ralph's. Then he motioned me over with his paw. I'll be darned. It was Ralph.